You're listening to SBS News.
After attending a church service in Sydney to mark Orthodox Easter, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has shifted campaigning to the Northern Territory. There, the Coalition's promising millions of dollars in investment to tackle crime and increase jobs as part of its bid for the key seat of Linyari, currently held by retiring Labor MP Warren Snowden. Mr Morrison announced $14 million commitment for Alice Springs to support a community-led response to reduce crime rates and improve access to mental health services. He says the plan was developed with Country Liberal Senate candidate Jacinta Price after he was criticised for not understanding the issue earlier this year.
It's about preventing crime, reducing antisocial behaviour, and providing targeted help. It deals with practical measures and deals with some of the bigger challenges that are impacting on behaviour.
Labor has pledged to train an additional 500 Indigenous health workers and invest in life-saving dialysis and rheumatic heart disease treatments should it win government. The money will deliver up to 30 new dialysis units to treat chronic kidney disease and double the federal funding to combat rheumatic heart disease with $12 million for prevention, screening and treatment. Labor Senator Penny Wong says her party will also invest $15 million to improve water supply in remote communities so to enable them to have dialysis units for the first time.
First Nations Australians are four times more likely to die from rheumatic heart disease, four times as likely to have kidney disease, and more than twice as likely to die from suicide in their youth. So the First Nations peoples, First Nations communities of this land need a Prime Minister who will take responsibility and deliver on his promises for all Australians.
Scott Morrison has doubled down on the Coalition's promise not to raise or introduce any new taxes should the party be re-elected. The pledge will see $100 billion added to the national debt as part of a lower tax guarantee over the next 4 years. The Coalition will also cap government taxation revenue at 23.9% of gross domestic product. Mr Morrison says keeping the speed limit on taxes will ensure there are constraints on what the government can do to tax the economy.
So our pledge is that we won't, an ironclad guarantee, we won't ensure that we will see taxes increase. In fact, we've got a lower tax guarantee over the term of the next parliament. This will ensure certainty for millions of workers and retirees and every small business in Australia who relies on being able to keep more of what they earn.
Labor is refusing to be drawn on the detail of its tax policy in response to the Prime Minister's pledge. And while the party's leader remains in isolation for a third day, its Treasury spokesman has outlined its safeguard mechanisms for curbing climate emissions in Australia. Businesses will be given two choices, cut emissions or purchase carbon credits, with current abatements costing $24 per tonne. Jim Chalmers has told the ABC that cuts to foreign aid spending and concerns about global warming are factors in the Solomon Islands' recent signing of a security pact with China.
We need to earn the friendship of our Pacific neighbours, and we need to rebuild our diplomatic capacity. Part of that relies on being credible partners on climate change, and part of that relies on being meaningful partners when it comes to development assistance.
Meanwhile, Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says cruel politicians are driving Australia's national debate over transgender women and girls' participation in competitive female sports. Mr Andrews has hit out against the Federal Coalition for standing by Warringah candidate Catherine Deaves after her controversial comments on the issue were revealed. He says in his 20 years in Victoria's Parliament, he has never had a parent or teacher raise the issue of transgender children playing in sports teams.
Trans kids are 15 times more likely to self-harm. 15 times. And anyone who thinks that this debate, where no one can point to a problem, like what is the problem we're trying to solve here? 15 times more likely to self-harm. I don't think this debate's doing any of those young Victorians any good, or their parents.
And speaking exclusively to SBS News from a secret location, Catherine Deaves says she has received death threats over the controversial comments she made about transgender athletes, causing her family to leave Sydney in fear of their safety. Ms. Deaves says that the public reaction to her comments made her recognise her arguments were not conducive to proper, reasonable debate. But she says she's also received support from many different sections of the community, supporting her right to express her views.
Even in my darkest moments, what kept me going was the avalanche of support I received from Australians all over the country. All different ages, socioeconomic status, religions, sexual orientations, all saying, please keep going. Because they were saying, their stories were invariably, I am afraid to speak up in my own life. And what we are witnessing right now, we are in a time where it is dangerous to speak your mind.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.